It's time for the best in real estate news and commentary. Welcome to the second hour of All Things Real Estate, broadcasting via SantaFe.com to home buyers, sellers, and owners around the country. Here's your host, interior designer Lisa Samuel.
Okay, hello out there, and welcome to the second hour broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and today I'm actually serving as Lisa Samuel's co-pilot for her monthly interior design hour as we bring the show to you from 41 Sunflower Drive in Las Campanas, the featured property of Showhouse Santa Fe, a gathering of our city's leading interior designers. Lisa and I invite you to come on out here to 41 Sunflower Drive, and for only $15, you'll be able to tour this home and see a collaboration of stylish, elegant, and compelling interior design concepts, all presented under the title of At Home with Fashion. And if that weren't enough motivation to join us, this spectacular design event is being staged by this group of distinguished interior designers in support of the Santa Fe Community Foundation's Dollars for Schools initiative, which benefits our city's public schools, teachers, and administrators. Now, besides enjoying the creative work that has been installed here at 41 Sunflower Drive, you'll be able to hear some very fascinating commentary as Lisa interviews some of the most talented people to ever carry the title of interior designer. As is the case with all the remote broadcasts of All Things Real Estate, we are doing this show under a special series called Unique Destinations, which features people, places, and events that are important to our economy, culture, and the real estate market. But if you can't join us in person, then actually go to the radio show website, atreradio.com. Again, that's atreradio.com. And in the upper left-hand side of the homepage, you'll be able to look at the slideshow of photos of the installation of the interior designer work here at 41 Sunflower Drive. Just click on the image up in that upper left-hand corner. So Gino Thompson, our producer back at the KTRC studio, and our floor producer, Paul Lefebvre, who is here at 41 Sunflower Drive. It's now my pleasure to turn over the show to interior designer Lisa Samuel and her first guest during the second hour of the program, the chair of Showhouse Santa Fe, interior designer David Naylor. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. I'm very happy to have David Naylor here with me for the second hour of the All Things Real Estate show. I am Lisa Samuel, your host of the Interior Design Hour with Lisa Samuel, broadcast here on KTRC 1260 AM and KVSF 101.5 FM, and of course, streaming live on SantaFe.com. I'm the owner of Samuel Design Group, one of Santa Fe's premier interior design firms, located in downtown Santa Fe at 428 Sandoval Street. And so happy to be here on location with this special remote broadcast at Showhouse Santa Fe, At Home with Fashion at 41 Sunflower. I'm sitting here with David Naylor of David Naylor Interiors. It's my privilege to sit with him. He's a wonderful and talented designer and also a very kind individual. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
So, David, tell me a little bit about your design inspiration, since we have the theme this year of At Home with Fashion. Tell me about your inspiration for your room and talk about your room.
I took the guest house. I wanted to relay a tradition of how designers presented a bridal gown at the end of their runway show.
Oh,
so I thought,
how fantastic.
Since the guest house was somewhat at the end of this house tour, that it would be appropriate to do a bridal suite. So I did some research, and that rather frightened me because I didn't know much about bridal suites, and I wanted it to be fitting for Santa Fe. So I watched back-to-back episodes of Bridezilla.
Very good, David.
I somewhat wanted to imagine a Santa Fe bride.
Okay.
So I relaxed it a bit, and I chose my inspiration of Ralph Lauren to help me.
Yes.
And it did. It came off very uncomplicated and low maintenance.
Yes.
And appropriate for the region.
I agree with you. I've seen it, and it's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Tell me about your other involvement in this wonderful event.
Well, I also worked with the kitchen, and that was inspired by Alexander McQueen. It was a kitchen that really needed some remodeling, so I thought featuring a real visionary as my inspiration would help camouflage the fact that this kitchen needs a real update.
Right.
So choosing McQueen was somewhat of a no-brainer, and I chose his collection from 2004 where he looked to malachite and amethyst crystals for pattern inspirations for some of his runway shows. And I was lucky enough to find a malachite kitchen table, and I used amethyst crystals and a palette of blues, greens, and yellows to enhance the tile work that was in the kitchen.
Well, you did a marvelous job. It really looks beautiful. Ray, did you see the...
I did have a chance to actually tour David's room a little bit before we set up for the show, and I'm not an expert on this, so my observations will be sort of like a Joe Q public, but I would mm-hmm. say that it really is extraordinary. And I've said this before, and I did not know that you guys were actually inspired for your interior design by well-known fashion designers, which I think is a terrific concept. And if you hit it out of the park, you basically did what I guess if McQueen was here, he would actually fall in love with the design that you did, David.
I think
so.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure of it. It's really quite wonderful.
But it was the theme at play. Mm-hmm. Our theme was important. We wanted to attract people to come and see how fashion could be influenced by interior designers.
That's a very clever concept, and when you think about it, it probably makes a lot of sense to actually use each other to bounce off these kinds of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, fashion designers are often doing design for home as well.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Calvin Klein has a home division,
mm-hmm.
Accessories and bedding and that sort of thing, furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's certainly not uncommon to have a bridge between fashion and home interiors.
Actually, I would imagine that most of the fashion designers today need to or want to do that because there is, it's a great revenue stream, first of all, great
exactly.
business concept, and people, if they love you to wear your clothes, they're going to love to sit on your cushions, too, probably.
But for us as designers, what I like seeing is that we really used them as influence. We weren't so literal where we went and were compelled to buy, you know, Ralph Lauren furniture.
Sure.
I use some fabric minimally, but I like the way all the designers use their influence as influence.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was not literal.
It's very important that we keep our vision
of course.
Paramount.
Right. It's your brand, after all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At
the end of the day.
Absolutely. Well, I would like to take a moment to just recognize all of the designers that are part of this wonderful collaborative.
Absolutely.
And so I will just read them in alphabetical order. Jennifer Ashton, was involved in the dining room and the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. We shared the dining room.
With David. Okay, she shared the dining room. Jackie Butler, powder room. Catherine Clemens did the exterior landscape. Pam Duncan, master bedroom and bath. Emily Henry, living room. Edie Keeler, entry and hallway. David Naylor, guest house, dining room, and kitchen. Annie O'Carroll, sharing with Emily Henry in the living room. Paul Rochford and Michael Violante, guest bedroom 2. And yours truly, Lisa Samuel, guest bedroom 1, which I transformed into a home office. And Ray is sitting in a beautiful silk velvet chair.
I wish I could take it home with me.
May, actually.
Yeah, I may indeed. And
you belong in silk velvet.
People have told me that before. So this is a fabulous chair. I feel like I'm in a throne. Well, and I just want to remind everyone that's listening to the show today, Lisa, that was a fabulous rundown of all your interior design colleagues that are part of Showhouse Santa Fe. And for anyone that would be inspired to come here to 41 Sunflower Drive, they'd be able to see David Naylor's work and all these other folks who have presented these kinds of fabulous interpretations of what fashion designers really sort of are all about.
Thank you so much, Ray. We've also had a wonderful cadre of sponsors that have been so gracious to sponsor this event. And if I could, I'd like to mention them. So I will start with Hotel Santa Fe, The Essential Guide, Consignment Warehouse, Santa Fe by Design, Statements in Tile, Lighting, Kitchen Flooring, Recollections, Builder Source, Santa Fe Selections, Will Pruhl Builders, Stone Forest, Artiamo, U.S. Bank, Antique Warehouse, Angela Martin, Writers, Inc., the list goes on and on, Invisible City Design, KEB Studio, Pandora's, Live Oak Electric, and Your Boutique Closet. Also, Inside Santa Fe Magazine and Natalie's Casanova Gallery.
Yeah, it's sort of a who's who of everyone that's involved with interior design and well beyond that, as well as some very distinguished businesses here in town. Well, kudos to all of them to support this fabulous inaugural event, again, Showhouse Santa Fe. David, you must be proud as chair to have this gathering of businesses in town actually supporting this effort.
What was remarkable was when I'd go and see these businesses, I would ask for a modest amount of money, and they all pretty much doubled what they could give. So they made that very easy for me to ask.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is terrific. And Lisa, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate, the second hour, the Lisa Samuel Design Hour of All Things Real Estate, which airs every month on these two stations, KVSF 101.5 FM, as well as KTRC AM. David Naylor has been your first guest today, Lisa. So as chair of the committee, we're going to let him go off and do his busy activity out there, making sure that the chair activities are covered adequately. So thanks
That's
so much.
That's wonderful. Thanks, David,
Ray.
Thank you so much
thanks,
for being
Lisa.
With us.
Okay. Gino Thompson, our producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We'll come back. We'll continue with the Lisa Samuel Design Hour. And here we are at 41 Sunflower Drive. We invite all of you to come on over here and join us, pay $15 at the door, and enjoy this fabulous event. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and good property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Or go to my website for useful information at allthingsrealestateradio.com. That's allthingsrealestateradio.com.
It's the time of year when bears get ready to hibernate and Trader Walt's flea gets ready to move inside. But before they go inside, the flea at the Downs is adding Balloon Fiesta weekends, October 5th and 6th and 12th and 13th to the outdoor season. Then the flea will reopen the following Saturday, October 19th, indoors at El Museo Cultural on the Rail Yard, just across from Farmers Market. Trader Walt's Southwestern and International Marketplace at El Museo will be open every Saturday from 8 to 3 and Sunday 9 to 4 until the end of April.
Hi, it's Lisa Samuel, owner of Samuel Design Group, a premier interior design firm located in the heart of Santa Fe. We can assist you in creating well-designed spaces that are not only functional, but are also beautiful and reflect your style. Please call 505-820-0239 or visit our website at samueldesigngroup.com. That's samueldesigngroup.com.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, welcome back to the second hour of All Things Real Estate with your host, interior designer Lisa Samuel.
Okay, welcome back to the Interior Design Hour with Lisa Samuel, heard every month as part of the All Things Real Estate Show, starting at 1 p.m. Mountain Time on Santa Fe's 1260 KTRC, KVSF 101.5 FM, and streaming to listeners all over the country on SantaFe.com. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I'm co-hosting the show today with Lisa Samuel, who again is your monthly host of the Interior Design Hour. We welcome you to our special broadcast from the 2013 Santa Fe Showhouse event being staged at 41 Sunflower Drive in Las Campanas. So Lisa and I invite you to come on out to this property, and for only $15 at the door, you can see some of the finest work offered by Santa Fe's leading interior designers. And speaking of leading interior designers, it's now my pleasure again to welcome back my friend, the person who handles the hosting of the second hour of the Interior Design Show, Lisa Samuel, principal at the Samuel Design Group. Nice to be co-hosting the show with you today.
Oh, absolutely. This has been a lot of fun, Ray.
Well, and we've got a lot more fun to actually pursue here. It's now my pleasure to welcome to the show Andy Manzanares, the Community Outreach Director of the Santa Fe Community Foundation's Dollar for Schools initiative, which benefits our city's public schools, teachers, and administrators. Andy's actually joined by her colleague, Julie Murray, who's actually here as well from Dollars for Schools. Showhouse Santa Fe proceeds are being donated to this worthy cause, and we are delighted to have both of you with us today. But Andy, you're mic'd up, so you're going to be the one that's going to be getting all the hard questions from Lisa Samuel. So anyway, welcome to All Things Real Estate. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us today, Lisa. Thank you so much for having us. And this is some stunning place. There's no words we have. We've been walking around and seeing all the amazing talent that's gone into this house. It's truly gorgeous.
Oh, good. I'm so glad that you both are here. Glad that you're here to represent Dollars for Schools. And certainly glad that you were able to take a little tour and enjoy the work of all of these wonderful designers here.
Absolutely.
So I want to just put out a few facts about schools in New Mexico that I learned from looking at your website. And I do know that there is a challenge with schools in New Mexico. In fact, New Mexico has the second lowest rate of graduation in the country, and Santa Fe has the second lowest rate in the state.
Yes, unfortunately, that is correct.
So proficiencies in math and reading are among the lowest in the nation, and poverty really plays a big role in some of the problems that we have with education in our state. So, Julie, would you comment on some of the things I just mentioned?
It's true. I mean, there's a lot of wealth in Santa Fe, but when you're talking about families with school-aged children, there are a lot of challenges. And the demographics in our schools, the kids come from economically disadvantaged backgrounds, a lot of them, and so it makes teaching challenging. Definitely, I know the schools are working on a lot of things. We have a new superintendent who really wants to improve the schools dramatically. But that has been the case in Santa Fe for a number of years, low achievement and graduation rates.
Right. And is it true that some of the Dollars for Schools money might go toward putting a backpack filled with food home for the weekend with children so they'll have food at home during the weekend?
The programs on Dollars for Schools range from all different types of programs, academic programs, in the schools, and also basic needs programs to provide nutritious meals for children, to provide school clothes and shoes for children who might need them. So we have programs that teachers want for the arts and for math and science, but also, yes, for basic needs as well.
Well,
you'll find that on our site.
Yes, that's really wonderful. I did see that on your site, and I was really impressed with that. I recently have become a big sister in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program.
Great, great. Mm-hmm.
And so I've been at school with my little sister and have seen the cafeteria meals and how they are a lot more nutritious. So I do, I have a lot of compassion for these children that go home and don't have food. food for the weekend, and it's a sad thing to think about. But I'm so happy that we're partnering with Dollars for Schools this year, and I'm just thrilled. And both of you are wonderful and have been so helpful to us in putting this all together, and we appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really appreciative of all of this effort. It's a huge effort in the Santa Fe community. I really hope everyone comes out and gets to see this beautiful place.
Well, it's certainly a win-win for the children of Santa Fe, a win for the designers here at the show house, because not only did we put on a beautiful collaborative, but people get to come and talk with all of the individual designers up close and personal.
Absolutely.
And also see their beautiful work. And also people can come and see this wonderful Sotheby's listing that Ashley Margetson is holding. And so just all the way around the table, it's a huge win.
It is. And, you know, Lisa, what's really great is that's what Dollars for Schools, we're a Santa Fe-based, we're a website that's based in Santa Fe for the Santa Fe Public Schools. So to see the community rally for Dollars for Schools is really an added, it's a gift. It really is. It really and it makes a difference in these programs and for the classrooms and the teachers and the kids. So that's, it's a really huge appreciation from us.
Well, that's terrific. And Dollars for Schools is under the umbrella of Santa Fe Community Foundation. Is that correct?
Yes. Dollars for Schools was founded in about 3 years ago by Pat French. Pat and Michael French had the forethought to do this, and they just realized a need in the Santa Fe Public Schools. So they did that. And recently, in the last 30 days, we're an initiative of the Santa Fe Community Foundation. So we have a brand new site, so we welcome everyone to go on dollarsforschools.org and take a peek at what we do and what our impact is in the schools and the community.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, I know that this is a Sunday and you have families and lives to lead, and I have to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate that you made the trip out here to do this show with us.
Oh, it's
so
a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
A pleasure to see all this.
Yes.
What a treat.
It is.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
We may not leave. We may just stay.
I don't blame you. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Thank
Lisa,
you.
So much. Thanks
so,
for having us.
So I just want to say that you are tuned in to the Interior Design Hour with Lisa Samuel with a special remote broadcast from Show House Santa Fe at 41 Sunflower Drive at KTRC 1260 AM and KVSF 101.5 FM. And we are so happy to have you join us. Thank you.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. If you're looking for a totally unique way to showcase your business or nonprofit organization, why not host a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate? To learn more about this proven technique for gaining consumer attention, please call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Or go to my website, allthingsrealestateradio.com.
The Volvo S60 was built to make your driving experience as safe and luxurious as possible. With its city safety technology and pedestrian detection system, the Volvo S60 is the safest compact sedan on the road. The S60 is quick, with great acceleration from the dependable turbocharged engine and confident handling. Test drive the Volvo S60 at Santa Fe Mazda Volvo. See why they continue to carry the world's leading brand in luxury and safety. Santa Fe Mazda Volvo. Expect the best.
Hi, it's Lisa Samuel, owner of Samuel Design Group, a premier interior design firm located in the heart of Santa Fe. We can assist you in creating well-designed spaces that are not only functional, but are also beautiful and reflect your style. Please call 505-820-0239 or visit our website at samueldesigngroup.com. That's samueldesigngroup.com.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, welcome back to the second hour of All Things Real Estate with your host, interior designer Lisa Samuel.
Okay, welcome back to the Interior Design Hour with Lisa Samuel, heard every month as part of the All Things Real Estate radio show, starting at 1 p.m. Mountain Time on Santa Fe's 1260 KTRC AM, KVSF 101.5 FM, and streaming to listeners all over the country on SantaFe.com. Surprise, this is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I'm co-hosting the show today with Lisa Samuel as we welcome you to a special broadcast from the 2013 Showhouse Santa Fe event being staged at 41 Sunflower Drive in Las Campanas. Lisa and I invite you to come on over to this property, and for only $15, you can see some of the finest work offered by Santa Fe's leading interior designers. And speaking of leading interior designers, it's now my pleasure to once again introduce Lisa Samuel, principal of the Samuel Design Group. It's great to be on the show with you like this. We should do it all the time. What do you think?
I agree. It's a lot of fun. It's lots of energy and great things happening.
Well, Lisa, now we're being joined by someone who has a lot of energy, and
yes,
as I have read about him, has been a visual artist, color theorist, and inventor for over four decades. He doesn't look that old to me. Mr. Stephen Ogier. Stephen, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on All Things Real Estate.
Thank you so much, David. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank
right.
you.
Lisa?
Yes. Stephen is a good friend of mine. And I met Stephen through one of his other inventions, and Stephen's work has captured my love and my heart so much so that I always think about him when I have clients who ask me for art. So it's such a beautiful, beautiful work, and I have one of his wonderful pieces in the room that I designed, and it's a must-see. So, Stephen, I'm happy that you're here. I know you have a degree in neurophysiology of color perception.
Correct, yeah.
And that's fascinating, to be sure. But tell me exactly what this means, and how does this affect your work?
Well, from a very early age, I created work that really dealt with my experience in nature, and as that evolved and as I chose what discipline to study in school, that's the one I chose. You know, really, why does light behave the way it does? How do we see? Why do things look the way they look? How does light bounce off of a surface or penetrate a surface? So over the last 30 years, I've cultivated this in many different areas. And I have patents that relate to specific phenomena of color. My artwork itself has dealt with the perception of color and the way the brain and the mind and our cognitive mind and our physiology come together to create what we experience in the world. And all of this has evolved into current projects, which are actually collaborations with world-famous neurobiologists, neurophilosophers, and linguists. It's very interesting.
That's pretty amazing, Stephen. I know you're working on a very special project right now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, a lot of my current interest is really how people like designers, architects, and artists influence our made world. And part of that is the kind of tactile, physical sense, which you deal with as a designer.
Right.
But my interest is really how our senses are involved in the environments that we create,
so
than our cognitive mind. So there's a very clear difference between seeing
right.
and perceiving. So a lot of the new work I'm doing is really educating artists and designers and architects around the neuroscience of sensation.
Wow. That's
so
deep, Stephen.
Well, it's deep, but we experience it in every moment.
Yes, we do.
We listen, we hear, we feel.
Yes.
And so we are the people who are responsible for the made world, which are people like yourself, architects and artists. The more we understand about this, the more we can integrate that, even intuitively, into how we begin to compose the spaces that we live in, and for artists, how we choose to present our work.
Right.
And especially now, a lot of my new work is installation-based. They're immersive environments. This one I'm working on now called Twilight is an immersive environment that really gives you the sensation of twilight.
Oh,
within the entire visual system. So it's not just what we're seeing, but it's in the peripheral experience as well.
That's really fascinating. One thing I want to ask you about this piece that is here to my right in this room, it has surface topography, and it is comprised of crystal spheres.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about the material?
The material is actually in this piece. There's optical crystal. They're perfectly round spheres that actually refract light. I have iron and steel, and then colored pigment particles. And the way that I apply this is with a technique that I've cultivated over the last about 8 years, which has to do with vibration, gravity, and centrifugal force.
I see.
I'm taking hundreds of thousands of particles and essentially creating a vibrational resonance on the surface of the painting. And then very subtly working with gravity and working with the viscosity and of the mediums. And these forms, this form that you see, is actually a self-organizing form that comes out of this vibration.
Wow, that's very, seems like a very natural, intuitive process.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that I love about your work and why it resonates with me so much is that it evokes nature in many ways. For example, twilight or water.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all so grounded and earthy. I love it.
Absolutely. I mean, a painting like this and all of my work really is rooted in what I consider and others consider just fundamental archetypes of nature. So the forms you see in my paintings are forms you see through the cosmos, not just here on this planet, but these are the forces that really haven't created the cosmos we live in.
Well, that really is great. So, Ray, what do you think of this beautiful piece?
I'm thinking that the piece is fabulous, and I'm thinking that Stephen should come and actually give a symposium to us real estate brokers, because he's adding a new dimension to what we, as people who are dealing with properties all the time, should know about. I mean, and it's interesting stuff. I don't understand half of what you're talking about, but I think it's fascinating, and I think this is great for the audience as well. So, Lisa, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We've been talking to Stephen Ogier, who is a renowned artist who is here with us today at Showhouse Santa Fe at 41 Sunflower Drive. We invite all of you to come on over here, take a tour of this property, see what all the interior designers have done, meet the famous Stephen Ogier as well. He can explain to you his process for actually creating this unbelievably unusual art. Very beautiful here in Lisa Samuel's design room. So, Gina, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Or, excuse me, we won't take a break here. We're actually going to transition to another guest who's on the show. So, Stephen, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
My pleasure.
While we're doing that, I want to again remind everyone that the beneficiary of today's proceeds is the Santa Fe Community Foundation's Dollars for School initiative, which benefits our city's public schools, teachers, and administrators. So when you attend the Showhouse Santa Fe event today, your $15 ticket fee is being donated to this worthy cause. So not only do you get to enjoy the excellent interior design work being presented by this astounding group of interior designers, you also are doing a good thing for this very special organization. Lisa, it's now my pleasure to welcome your interior design colleague and a member of the Showhouse Santa Fe Committee, Emily Henry. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Emily.
Lisa.
Oh, thank you for being here. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about what you're doing.
Thank you.
And what I'd like to do is I'd like to just talk a little bit of what I know about you.
Okay.
And that is that you grew up in Taos,
yes.
New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and you have an interior design practice based here in Santa Fe, and you work all over the country and do
mm-hmm.
beautiful work.
Thank you.
I'm just so happy to have you here. I know that you are involved in a new and wonderful, exciting venture, and you have developed a line of furniture called Millicent.
Yes, I have.
And Millicent is Millicent Rogers,
mm-hmm.
and she was an heiress of the Standard Oil fortune.
Oh, you've done your homework.
Oh, yes. I've been a fan of Millicent's for quite some time myself.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. And she was certainly charmed by Taus.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally understand why. She was charmed by the Indians and their art. And so I want you to tell me a little bit about why Millicent really inspired you.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me on. And, you know, born and raised in Taos and being influenced by, you know, not just the Native American arts and culture, but the Hispanic arts and culture, too.
Absolutely.
And the combination of the Anglo, the Hispanic, and the and Native American influences kind of converged in Taos and Santa Fe, too.
Yes.
And to make a very unique perspective on the world.
Yes, that's true.
And I started designing furniture for clients about 9 years ago. And I had ideas in my head, and I couldn't find them. Or I would go to my WPA dealer and drag these antiques over to clients' houses, and they would reject them.
Right.
Size or maybe the finish wasn't right, or maybe they just weren't fine enough for
okay.
their homes.
Right.
And so I started thinking, well, okay, I can do this. And so one piece at a time, I started making this stuff, and it was received well. And then over the years, I kind of got better and better at it.
Yeah.
And it was about 4 years ago that I decided, you know what, this is what I really want to do.
That's so wonderful. I also have a passion for furniture design, as you know.
Yes.
And so what you do resonates with me a great deal, and I just have so much heart about what you do, and I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. It's been a lot of work. It's been really in earnest about 3 years of developing manufacturing systems and how we want to do this and how we're going to market it. And I've worked with SCORE for a couple years, and the Small Business Administration has been so helpful to me. And so we, you know, I'm sort of stumbling through the dark and figuring out how to bring Millicent into the world.
Oh, I think that's marvelous. And
well, thank you.
I think just from everything I've read about her, she would be absolutely delighted, I'm sure.
Well, I hope so.
I think so.
I think about that every once in a while. I go, gosh, I do think that she would like what I've been up to.
Oh, I think she would definitely like what you've been up to. And I want to let everyone out there know that there's two beautiful Millicent pieces that are in your living room,
mm-hmm.
and they flank each side of the living room, and they are stunning.
Oh, thank you so much.
I just can't say enough about it, and Millicent was always searching for beauty,
yes.
as you are, dear Emily,
oh,
and keep up the wonderful, wonderful work, and it's been a pleasure to be part of this design collaborative with you.
Oh, I feel the same way. You know, I do. I'm sorry to say this, but I need to say how beautiful your room is.
Oh, thank you.
I just
thank
love
you.
Your work. I think you're extraordinarily talented, and it's
thank
an
you.
Honor to be sitting here with you.
Oh, thank you, Emily. I feel the same way about you. So I want to just thank everybody for listening to our remote broadcast today and also for supporting Design Show House Santa Fe. And all the designers here, as well as Dollars for Schools and Sotheby's Ashley Margetson. So It's been terrific, Ray.
It has been, and we have another segment to go. We're going to wrap up here, but we want to thank Emily Henry for actually joining us today.
Thank you, Emily.
Just in the last 30 seconds I have before we take a break, I want to commend you because being an artist and being an entrepreneur at the same time is not an easy combination, so congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anyway, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate, the Interior Design Hour with Lisa Samuel. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. If you're looking for a totally unique way to showcase your business or nonprofit organization, why not host a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate? To learn more about this proven technique for gaining consumer attention, please call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Or go to my website, allthingsrealestateradio.com.
Hi, it's Lisa Samuel, owner of Samuel Design Group, a premier interior design firm located in the heart of Santa Fe. We can assist you in creating well-designed spaces that are not only functional, but are also beautiful and reflect your style. Please call 505-820-0239 or visit our website at samueldesigngroup.com. That's samueldesigngroup.com.
Christopher Purvis is a Santa Fe-based and registered architect specializing in the design of custom homes, commercial offices, restaurants, churches, and schools. Christopher has been published in Architectural Digest and fully appreciates key architectural issues, having served as the chair of the Santa Fe Historic Design Review Board. To discuss your own architectural plans, call Christopher Purvis at 505-982-5461. That's 505-982-5461.
Oh, Jane, you remember the Italian place?
Where we had that homemade ravioli.
Oh, that was so good. And the salad with the prosciutto.
And that pesto dressing was out of this world.
Croutons.
Oh, yeah, so good. Oh, let's eat there.
Where was that?
I don't remember.
Well, what was it called?
Oh, it was so good, too. What was it called?
What was it called?
Ooh, look at this. Homemade biscotti.
Let me see the ad.
Ooh, and fresh pasta.
Hey, let's go there instead.
Out of sight, out of mind. Don't let the world forget about you. Advertise. A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau, Adweek Magazine, this radio station, and the famous Radio Ranch.
Now, welcome back to the second hour of All Things Real Estate with your host, interior designer Lisa Samuel.
Okay, welcome back to the Interior Design Hour with Lisa Samuel, heard every month as part of the All Things Real Estate show, starting at 1 p.m. Mountain Time on Santa Fe's 1260 KTRC AM, as well as KVSF 101.5 FM, streaming to listeners all over the country. I'm sure a lot of people are tuning in to SantaFe.com because this is a very special event. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I'm co-hosting the show today with Lisa Samuel as we welcome you to the special broadcast from the 2013 Showhouse Santa Fe event being staged at 41 Sunflower Drive in Las Campanas. Lisa and I invite you to come on out to this property, and for the meager sum, the small sum, less than probably a large coffee in some places, for $15, you can see some of the finest work offered by Santa Fe's leading interior designers. And speaking of leading interior designers, it's now my pleasure to introduce Lisa Samuel, principal of the Samuel Design Group. We're coming near the end of the show. I've got a few things to say, Lisa, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. So
okay.
Have you been having fun?
Oh, this has been great fun. I was a little nervous this morning, but it has turned out to be a very special and fun day.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for inviting us to air this two-hour broadcast from this very special event today. I believe that you and your fellow interior designer colleagues of the Showhouse Santa Fe Committee have given the public a terrific way to spend a beautiful fall afternoon in our city. As always, I enjoyed sharing the show with you, co-hosting this special remote broadcast. And with that, I want to turn over the last part of the program to you and the chair of the Showhouse Santa Fe Interior Design Committee, David Naylor, and wish you all good luck and good fortune in all things real estate. So it's your show, Lisa.
All right, Ray. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful.
Thank you.
So, David.
Yes.
Has there been a lot of activity here today? I've been in this room since we started today, so I haven't really seen what's happening out there. Tell me.
It's very busy.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we have a nice crowd. People are just coming through and really spending time with the designers. The designers are talking about their spaces,
their
influences, and enjoying the house.
Oh, good. That's great. So we, after today, and the show house will be open today until 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
We still have next weekend's events.
Yes.
And so next weekend on Friday, we have the Fashion Fusion Party,
mm-hmm.
which begins at 5 p.m., is that correct, on
yes.
Friday?
Yes, we're open for tour from 11 to 4,
mm-hmm.
and then we reopen at 5 o'clock for our Fashion Fusion Party.
All right, so the tickets for the Fashion Fusion Party can be purchased at my studio, Samuel Design Group, or at your place,
yes.
David Naylor Interiors.
Or at the door.
Or at the door.
No one's turned away. This isn't Studio 54.
Oh, very good.
Come
I
by.
I love your humor. So $50 will get you in. We
yes.
will have live music.
Yes.
Can you tell me something about the music?
It's a jazz quartet headed by Maria Johnson, who owns Santa Fe Selections. She's also a jazz singer.
Oh, wonderful.
So she'll be fronting her quartet and singing.
Well, it will be a festive atmosphere for sure.
Yeah.
And a very fashionable evening, I'm sure, with all of the wonderful designers in Santa Fe. And I do want to give a shout out again to the major sponsors. And of course, the home sponsor is Ashley Margetson of Sotheby's International Realty. And the publication sponsor is the Santa Fe and Magazine and Sukasa
mm-hmm.
Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very grateful to have all of that coverage from these two fine publications.
Yeah, look, in the upcoming issues of both of those magazines, there will be the editorial photographs of this house and the stories behind them.
Oh, I think that's fantastic. That's going to be a lot of fun, so we
sure.
all need to stay tuned to get
see
those
that.
Copies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So next weekend, the house will be open on Saturday and on Sunday. Saturday is 11 to 6, and Sunday is 11 to 4. Am I correct about that?
Sunday it's not open.
Oh, Sunday it's not open. It's
yeah.
only Saturday.
It's just Saturday.
Oh, well, good. I would have shown up.
Okay. Yeah, no, Sunday we're putting it to bed.
Oh, well, that's good, because we need a little rest, right?
Yeah.
We've been working days and days upon end.
Yes, yeah.
So that will be fantastic. So, Ray.
Yes.
Have you enjoyed the show house?
This has been an extraordinary event for me personally. It's probably one of the best remote broadcasts that we've ever done with All Things Real Estate. As a real estate broker, I'm amazed at how the collaboration that you and your colleagues, the interior designers, have had has really produced something that is first class. I know a lot of people know Santa Fe for its art, for its design elements, but I think today you guys have hit this one out of the park. This property, 41 Sunflower Drive, started out with great bones, as Ashley Margetson talked about.
Right.
It is a great house, well-priced, by the way, for anyone who wants to buy a property, and Ashley would be more than happy to talk to someone about it. But I think what you folks have done, and as I've walked around and looked at the rooms, you really have epitomized what I think style and fashion is all about. Your theme this year, your first year, was a great selection. As David was saying off air a few minutes ago, you've got a challenge about what you're going to do for next year and the years after. But I think as an initial effort, you really have done a great job. So congratulations to both of you and everyone else.
Thanks.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun, and I've really appreciated getting to know a lot of my fellow designers better. And I think that Santa Fe as a whole, there's a lot of galleries that have contributed beautiful art
mm-hmm.
for us to have in this home.
Yes.
And I know personally that La Mesa of Santa Fe at 225 Canyon Road has been very gracious and always is. And I have some very special pieces in here from La Mesa. I also have a beautiful piece here from Stephen Osier. And also the beautiful and talented Heidi Lowen.
Mm-hmm.
I have three pieces of hers here. Right behind David is Chocolate and Vanilla Swirl.
Right.
And Only Heidi would come up with that name.
Tasty.
Yeah, very tasty. And that's an interesting point, because not only can people see this fabulous listing, this property, 41 Sunflower Drive, they can see what you interior designers have done, but they also can get a flavor for some of the better-known art galleries in Santa Fe by just coming to this one location today. And for $15, Lisa, I can't imagine spending $15 and getting half as good a stuff as what you guys are offering today. Agreed?
Oh, I agree with that completely. And, you know, back to the galleries and the art, many times people can go look at art galleries. David, mm-hmm. you would probably agree with this. And they're not really sure, how would I use that piece in my home?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we all have our own unique way of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this showcase house with this wonderful collaborative of interior designers displays the way that we each individually display art. So
mm-hmm.
I think that is a very, very fun aspect to what we're doing.
It's been a real pleasure for me to be your guest co-host today for this second hour of the Lisa Samuel Interior Design show of All Things Real Estate. And David Naylor, it's great to meet you. I'd never had a chance to meet you. I've heard a lot about you. And so I'm impressed with what you, as the chair of this committee, have put together. So, Lisa, with that, I guess you probably have some concluding remarks you want to leave with the audience, don't you?
I do, indeed. Thank you. And thank you, David. Thank you, Ray. And Gino, back at the studio, I always thank you and for all of the help and training that you've given me. So, everyone out there, please make sure that you go to dollarsforschools.org. and learn more about the program of Dollars for Schools and the initiative that is taking place to help our schools in Santa Fe and the children that go to them. I also want to invite everybody to the Fashion Fusion Party on Friday the 11th
yes.
at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and also to please come and tour on Friday from 11 to 4. and Saturday, 11 to 6. The Fashion Fusion Party, I have to talk a little bit about that, because anyone who attends this party will not only have a fabulous time, but will qualify to win a very special gift from Natalie's Casanova Gallery or a $1,000 restaurant package donated by Inside Santa Fe Magazine. That's pretty fabulous. $50 and you get a $1,000 gift package for five of the best restaurants in Santa Fe. So please come and visit us at 41 Sunflower Drive in Las Campanas to see Show House Santa Fe. So this is Lisa Samuel with the Interior Design Hour with Lisa Samuel. Join me again next month on November 3rd for the next edition of the Interior Design Hour with Lisa Samuel, broadcast on KTRC 1260 AM and KVSF 101.5 FM. So until next month, this is Lisa Samuel wishing all of you well-designed spaces that are filled with beauty, art, life, and peace.